Understanding the Buddhist doctrine of emptiness is crucial to living and dying with realism and without fear. Emptiness does not mean non-existence. You might think that emptiness means nothingness, but it does not. What are phenomena empty of? Without understanding what is negated, you cannot understand its absence or emptiness. Look at it this way. Buddha frequently said that because all phenomena are dependently arisen, they are relative, meaning their existence depends on causes and conditions, and on their own parts. Your body, for instance, does not exist independently. Rather, it depends on a great many causes, such as your parents' ovum and sperm, as well as food and water. It also depends upon its own parts, legs, arms, torso, and head. Examine whether your body, appearing as if it exists in its own right, is the same or different from your arms, legs, torso, and head. If it does exist the way it appears so concretely present, it should become clearer and clearer under the light of analysis whether the body is any of its individual parts, or whether it is their sum, or whether it is something altogether different from them. The closer you look, the more it is not found in any of these ways. This is the case for all phenomena. The fact that you cannot find them under such analysis means that they do not exist under their own power. They are not self-established. They do not inherently exist, despite all appearances to the contrary. Still, this does not mean that sentient beings and things do not exist at all. Rather, they just do not exist the way they appear to so concretely exist. When you analyze and meditate well, you will understand the harmony between the actual appearance of persons and things and their emptiness of inherent existence. Without such understanding, emptiness and appearance seem to prohibit one another. All phenomena, causes and effects, agents and actions, good and bad, merely exist conventionally. They are dependent arisings. Because phenomena depend upon other factors for their existence, they are not independent. This absence of independence or emptiness of inherent existence is their ultimate truth. Comprehending this is wisdom. The fundamental cause of suffering is ignorance, the mistaken conception that living beings and objects inherently exist. All faulty states of mind have this mistake at their root. A principal aim of the spiritual path is to counteract and remove ignorance through wisdom. A wise consciousness, grounded in reality, understands that living beings and other phenomena do not inherently exist. This is the wisdom of emptiness. One of the most impressive and useful of the first Panchen Lama's writings is his Argument with Ignorance, which is similar to the 8th chapter of Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, in which there is an argument between self-centeredness and cherishing others. The first Panchen Lama's Argument with Ignorance has a heated discussion between the ignorant misconception that sentient beings and objects exist inherently and the wisdom of dependent arising and emptiness. When I read that book, I realized that my view of the middle way fell short of the highest approach. Due to his explanation, I eventually realized that it is extremely difficult, after refuting inherent existence, to posit the merely nominal and imputed existence of persons and phenomena. This was confirmed for me by a stanza in Tsongkhapa's great exposition of special insight in his The Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. Though for your mind it is difficult to posit the dependent arising of cause and effect within the absence of inherent existence, it would be wonderful if you rely on an approach saying that such is the system of the middle way.